which is t of x plus e, is a monad. Thank you.
So the method that you used in the solution was like post-composite for spindle and the spinner, and from that conclude this identity was good.
Well, I. Now I'll
spell, but which is implicit. So that if you have something like g times candle equal to h times, well, sir candle and g ender, h ender, this implies g equal to h. That's implicit.
Yeah.
And this is this, and the remainder is the right. So we proved, I proved this kind of lemma for products, I believe, one day, but for operators, it's proven now, obviously.
Yeah, that's basically the unique property of the co-pairing.
Yeah.
And so. Now we need to show the right part there. So G negative F to the circ in the right is the same as G negative circ F to the circ in right.
Yes, and this is somehow easy to prove.
This is not as easy as the first transpose.
Yeah, well, almost as easy. I think your proof can be simplified and indicated that. With the corrections on the other side. I'll use the red. There's no connector. Yes. Because you prove in some property. So you prove this thing, and I claim that it would imply that in a different way.
Yes, yes.
Maybe this is what you're doing, but I think this is more or less like three steps or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I will finish this diagram and then. So here you got the natural transformation from y plus e, and then we have g diagram. And this commutes because, well, the upper part commutes because g is exactly the co-pair of this and g. And the lower part commutes because of the definition of g. Well, because g tilde is the same as g to the star, so n y plus e, because g is a monad, and this was one of the monad laws, and well, this is the same as g dagger circ n y plus e. So this diagram means. And now I need that for the following calculation. So now I'll just calculate both sides of this equation, and then we'll see g dagger circ f to the circ in the right. This is because f tilde is f
why didn't you just use the diagram? So diagram applies to f just like the same thing applies to g.
Yeah, right.
So you've got f inner, so f and
inner.
This is equal to eta inner.
Right. This is the same as g dagger circ eta y plus e circ inner.
Yes. And then you can reduce this part.
Yeah. This part I can reduce as I showed down there. This is just g tilde.
Yes, sure.
And
yes. And then you can use it again, right?
Yeah. And g tilde is
apply this diagram, it's exactly this one. So this is equal to that.
G tilde so inner is the same as in eta z plus e search inner.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I suggest as a shorter pass.
And this is well the.
I would just start with the left right hand side separately.
Okay.
And it would produce the same.
Well, it would be two more terms, but okay. We got the right hand side is well, g dagger circ f circ in right.
Yes, and then we can again use this diagram, but with the g replaced by what is on the
and there we need got something composed with in right, but this is, well,
because the site doesn't depend on this.
Which effort it should be, but f is from x to y. F is from x to t e of y, and g goes. G tilde and G dagger goes from T E of Y to T E of Z. So, which is T of Z plus E, and to get a co-pairing, we need to inject E into Z plus E, and so this needs to be F of Z plus E. And well, that's basically it. So we showed that the left part and the right part are the same, and therefore those functions are the same, and we basically are finished.
Yeah, thank you. So right, there are various there were some other solutions, like one can basically prove it a long goal using the solvency calculation. Well, not solvency. There is one can prove it without investing too much creativity, then just basically because we know the three monad laws and there are four laws for the co-products, and we just do not have much freedom to do these proofs. So it's in principle possible just prove it, like transforming this expression line by line, applying one of the laws. In quite a straightforward fashion. So, there was a solution. Following the strategy. So, basically, I can just start from this. This is definition. And then we can use the third monad law, to get f eta and star g eta and star. Okay. So, and then we can simplify, not necessarily simplify, but transform the thing under the star. Because I showed this for rules for co-products, and there was a rule saying that if you have got something that you compose with a co-pair, then you can drag it inside the brackets, distribute it, so to say. So, and then one would get something like this. Right, and then So then we can fold this this thing back by definition, because this is just f dagger g. So I unfolded it at this point, and now I fold it back. And here I forgot something. So there was one more star. So the star interacts with each other, and by one of the unit laws, I would just remove the star and the each other. So I would have f into ender, ender. So, and then the next step would be, so this inner interacts with this expression, and I just have this as a result, eta inner. Okay, and then I just use the definition. So there is a really simple routine to transfer from left to right, and the solution is often simpler than you expect. You basically just start transforming it, and if you wanted to formalize it somewhere and prove it with a proof assistance or something like that, it needs to be like this. Okay. So we are over now. We can maybe quickly take a look at how it's implemented in Haskell. Right, so we have basically done all this from scratch, but this is all exists already, and even though probably you have already seen it, there is a very good documentation in Haskell, Wiki Haskell, etc. So, and there is a sort of description of this exception type class, well, exception data type is, and basically that's the same one which you have used, so we just re-implemented it. I'm wondering, control will not error, is this correct? There's sometimes a problem which I also have with the submitted solution, that everyone uses different versions, and sometimes I need to tweak the solution so that everything compiles. So I'm not entirely sure that this would work. So what can someone help me? This doesn't keep the information on the structure. So. Okay, is that something else? Right, so in my case it's a control exception. I don't know if it's it's version dependent, because this manual tells me to import this. Well, at least it claims it to be a valid module, but at least in my case it's not a valid module. I don't know if you can try it works. So in my case I need to import control exception. So, and then if I just browse the contents, then so I find the commands, well, the functions and the classes which belong to the exceptions. So like throw, so this is for example what we have implemented. And there is catch, I think. Yes, there is catch. Well, but that's something else. Handle was on this. So how to put into correspondence some other examples. this picture of this model. Alright, so this is implemented in Haskell, implemented internally, because there is this, this internal called GHC exception. There is this interface. So we'll just try an example like this one. Oops. Okay. So what it suggests is that basically, that class that you define, you define your own data types for exceptions, and you have to make it an instance of the type plus exception. All right.
This module is more for traditional programming language exceptions. It's not the Monad transformer.
Yes, but it's normal. We also have the example with normal exception. I mean that one we started with. So this one. Right, so this is the exceptions that I have implemented, and if I wanted to to use something has to be notions of exception, that I need to make it an instance of that class, then?
I don't think, because these exceptions, there's no indication in the types whatsoever. Function draws some exception from this module, then you can't see it in the type. Some exception, this exception class is for concrete exceptions like parser exception or whatever.
Yes, but here there's this example when you declare some data, right? That you can do. Yeah, I could write this code, and then I can declare it to be an instance of exception. So, what's the problem? I have this class myself, and I also could make it an instance of exception, can't I?
You can, but you wouldn't make the exception bonus an instance of this class, because you don't throw the success 3 order as an exception. You also don't throw error or whatever exception. So instances of this class are usually
just the objects which represent the exception. Yes. Okay. Right. So what's precisely then the way to marry it? I thought there must be an exception model.
In data, I don't.
Data what?
Either. generally remained, but...
Yeah, okay, so that it doesn't mention exceptions, so that's... it's a monad. I mean, it technically behaves like our monad, right? So, right, if we just look... It's implemented. Yeah, so this is essentially the same as we have implemented. I just wanted to look for exception-specific operations like handle and throw. So what you say that there is no such thing in HTML?
Not in the base level. In transformers, there is.
Yeah, okay, let me just look at transformers, so what's the, what, do you remember the name of the one for transformers?
Control monad trans accept.
Control Okay, so first you need to have this. So this looks very much like what you've done, right? So they just don't have a name for the base monad exceptions, but they use either instead. Yes, okay. So that's what I have been looking for. That's this. Here. So that's essentially this code that we have implemented. So provided M was a monad, like T in our example, so then the transformed monad, which is T plus E, well, okay, this is not explicit here. You need to find out the definition of the thing, and I think it's here. Right? It's not entirely obvious. So either is the sum E plus A, and there's M, which is the implication of the monad, and there's a yet additional constructor. But modulo all the syntactic sugar. This is indeed, this does indeed correspond to what we've done. And this is our return, so this is essentially a eta inner, or eta inno. And now in our case, this is eta inno, but in this case, it's eta inner because they are switched. In the Haskell implementation, and this is essentially a Haskell way to write down this expression. So but we have to. We do not have the cooperating brackets, instead we have this case and this left and right injection case distinction. So this is similar to that constructor which we have discussed at some point with a potential extension for PCF. So this is indeed an equivalent way to go about co-products. And in Haskell, in point tree style, in point full style, where you always have names for variables, this is preferable. Right, what else do we have here? So not many. So this says that we cannot arbitrary exceptions, but only those which are an exception type. Which means what? No. Except. That's actually strange. No, it's right, okay, so this says if you want to obtain the original exception monad which we implemented first, then we take this exception monad transformer and apply it to the identity monad. So they did it and the other way around, but of course for us it was preferable to use it differently. So right. So there's this thing to unpack this this sort of data into a specific expression. This is clear, and then this is interesting. Does anyone know the intention of this? It looks just like some restructuring. So the important things are, of course, those which we have implemented. So this was throw and catch. And throw has the same type as we had. And the same for catch. Okay, so at some point I have renamed catch into handle. And I want to stick to handle because this is some conceptual difference between handling and catching, because when you catching something, then you have that something as a result, and when you handle, then you provide a handler which knows how to deal with it, and this is what happens. So this catch says, okay, there's a computation which may throw an exception, and there's a handler. Is this the does it correspond to the type that we had? because there are also different choices, like you can have a handler for the exceptional computation and yet another clause for the successful computation, but we didn't have it.
Yes.
Alright. So, just in case of the exception, we call this. No, but, yes, okay. So, and this this handler, it may raise in another exception, E prime. And then the result will be the computation with exception in E prime. Well, that's slightly more general than what we have, because we have just one object of exceptions, and here, basically, the handler can replace one exception by another. So that's a small difference. So, and these are the basically the laws. So if we have run except zero, then this is equivalent to return. And this. So this is the behavior of exceptions, and that's something that we could do too, because we have some explicit expressions for location zero, and well, we have only the expressions for monad structure, but just as well, we could write down like these expressions for location zero, and then we could prove some laws like these ones. So if you throw an exception, this is equivalent to. Okay, so this is run except, it's. That's basically the just the implementation of throw what it says instead in our categorical language throw would go from E to E to E X is equal to T X plus E. So, and I just put the definition throw equal to eta error. Right? So, and this this identity here just means precisely this. And this says that if we throw an exception and there is a computation, then this computation dies because if there was an exception, then whatever we get after it will disappear. Yes. So that's something that we can prove formally, actually we can prove it formally very easily, I think. What it says is basically f dagger composed with throw is equal to the throw. Why? Because this is eta inner and this is f. Was that f eta enter eta enter and these things are equal, of course. Right? So this how all this theory is connected to these things. And there are some other things which we have not considered. Okay, but that's not very connected. There is a connection to policy C. So there is no lift function for this transformer. The elif function, so that we can convert from T to the exception form.
Not in general.
That's a bit strange, right? They didn't implement it. I mean, we could also implement a function which is, now we know that it's an HR transformation.
Thank you.
is also M of F. So this is kind of a link between this theory and the practice. Okay. Did I forget to tell something about the practical for gamers?
It's okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. Right, okay. So this is a general principle. When we have more monads, we can consider more monad transformers. But I think this example can explain the general principle.
First, we have to show that this is indeed a monad. The category sets are functions from one to another. So, first part of the monad is this, oh, I don't know, how to pronounce the names.
What?
Eta.
Okay. or you can say unit, because eta is also equal to unit if you want. Should be applied to eta and not to x.
Okay. So
I think the first equation is already wrong. So either eta x star of x is equal to x, or eta star equals id, then without any x.
Ah, right.
Yes, you can do like this, but then you need to move the star to eta.
Like this?
Yes, because star is an operation over functions.
Okay.
Yes, that looks reasonable.
Is the singleton element.
Yes.
And so this means all y's in x basically, so it's the same as just x.
except that it's not a valid notation.
What is it?
Well, there is no such a thing as curly brackets. Why it belongs to it doesn't,
okay.
It doesn't
right.
type.
Okay, it would be.
Yes.
Approach is to just expand both sides until they are equal.
Simplify this.
This is a fine condition.
Okay. And you can start the other side.
here.
So.
Up to renaming the variables. Okay. Let's just go to do the second part, because I wanted to show you another way to prove it quickly. Thank you. That's so basically, now that we know that there are two equivalent dimensional polynomials that sometimes can be useful. Well, it's not wasn't a complex proof anyway, but I think it's proving it using an equivalent definition in terms of multiplication as units is a bit more suggestive. So this is one thing, and then there is Cx. That's another thing. Okay, so we can add some indexes here. This is x, no, this is tx, and this is mu x, and this is mu x, and this is eta tx. And there is this arbitrary diagram where we start with the t2 3x, then with y mu. And here we apply u under t, and here is mu x, and here is mu x. So right, I like to show you this plus words, because if you see more ones, they have a common descriptions. If you give the description of a monad as a crisis triple, the mathematicians say, hey, what is that? We don't know this definition. And if you do it in terms of mu and mu, then the programmers say, hey, in Haskell it's different, is it the same thing? So we know now that this really the same thing. It's useful sometimes to move from one side to the other. And just take this diagram as an example. Consider this diagram with respect to our example. What it says is that we have this, and I don't really have time to prove informally, and just explain why it's true, but hopefully it's almost trivial why it's true, because we need to show that mu px of s mu px is equal to mu px of x of s, where have S, so S belongs to this. Right, so that's a set of subsets of subsets. So it sounds scary, but it's just a nesting of these curly brackets several times. And if you go this way, so the multiplication of say S1 and Sn, this is just union of so if you have a set, I take a finite set, but it can be infinite. So what I'm doing, I'm flattening. So every this component contributes more curly brackets, and mu flattens the sets of sets into just a flat set. And this equation says that if we have set of sets of sets, then we can flatten this in various directions. So we can flatten the topmost level and then next one, or we can go everywhere one level beyond, one level above, flatten there, and then flatten the top. So I think in this example, it's particularly easy to see that this is a natural law, and this is that is actually true. All right, let's just make that next week.